Welcome to the presentation on Creating Effective Online Assessment. An assessment is an important part of information that helps to take decisions and actions, which in turn provides a method to measure progress. It is said to be most effective when it matches the understanding of a learner. An online assessment is said to be effective when it reflects the learning that is occurring, the objectives and outcomes. Some of the purposes of assessments are: assessments help in the learning process by giving constructive feedback. It helps in evaluating an individual's progress in terms of what he or she is currently doing, which training method is more effective, and what changes and modifications are needed to help the individual. Assessment helps in providing analytical feedback, helping individuals understand their knowledge base and performance base, and match them with the expectations. It provides important feedback, information, and guidance for the learner to improve on his knowledge or skills. Assessments which are more productive, efficient, effective, and focused improve the motivation level of the individual. It encourages an individual to focus on the current job and reflect on his or her progress. Some of the types of assessments are: formative assessments are the assessments which are not used for grading purposes, but provide feedback on individual work on a regular basis. Summative assessments are generally conducted at the end of the course and are usually used to assign grades. Now, some of the best practices for effective assessments are: a good strategy for assessments involves providing continuous practice with clear and manageable timelines. The learner should have a clear understanding of the purpose of the assessment. Before framing assessments, identify the clear, measurable, and developmental learning outcomes from the learning. The learner needs to understand and use feedback provided by the assessments appropriately. They need to evaluate their assessment results to address their reliability, validity, and utility. The feedback should be provided in a positive manner so that it will reinforce the learning. However, assessments have their own limitations. Let's look at some of the limitations. Summative assessments are not very useful for communicating complex information about the individual's ability, such as whether they are strong in algebra or weak in statistics. Assessments may sometimes create stress for learners when they do poorly. To conclude, well-designed assessments help to set clear objectives through self-rehearsal and practice, and it provides feedback which helps in monitoring the progress of an individual's performance. To read articles on similar topic, please visit blog.comlabindia.com. Thank you.